the week after is the deadline.
So it's coming up then.
So it's coming up real quick.
All right.
That was our sit-down with State Representative Leo Delperding, where he goes on to say that he believes they have the numbers in the House of Representatives to override that veto.
On the original vote, we had 81 yeses in the House, but we had 4 hardcore yeses out that day. So at the time, we had 85. That's veto override territory.
Finally, he goes on to say that they are concerned about the override numbers in the Senate, with some Republicans on the fence. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
A man from Austin, Texas is now facing charges of human trafficking and sexual assault of a child after abducting a Wichita teenager. As Cake News reports it, according to the victim that told police that Christopher Mitchell had picked her up at a Wichita area and drove her to Austin, Texas, with Mitchell telling officers that he knew the girl was 16 and that he had sex with her multiple times. As many organizations across the nation and here in Kansas are warning at young teenagers about communication with other individuals online, saying that in this instant they met on social media.
We're seeing a ton of online exploitation, especially with our young people. And especially with kids, this is really usually how it starts. We know that this is happening in every community across the country. So much of it is driven online that it's not necessarily concentrated geographically in certain areas like maybe it used to be.
An audio from Cake News, where according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, they say the number of people being persecuted for human trafficking has doubled since 2011 to over 1,600 yearly.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska State Treasurer has returned more than $263 million in unclaimed property. And there's more that needs to be claimed, which is exactly what Nebraska State Treasurer Tom Breezy spoke with KSNB Local 4 about.
Money from estates that heirs didn't know about. But again, an old rent deposit that was neglected to be returned to you, that can end up in our office. Gift cards that haven't been utilized can end up in our office. Old bank accounts that maybe someone forgot about.
And other news in Legislative Bill 1193, introduced by State Senator Danielle Conrad of Lincoln, parents will be allowed to let their children repeat a grade for 3 reasons in K-4, academic needs, illness, or excessive absenteeism, and students grades 5 to 12, the reason would be limited to excessive absenteeism. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An informational meeting was hosted in Clay Center last week by High Plains Resources, a Wichita company pursuing exploration for hydrogen through 2D seismic testing in Clay, Southern Washington, Southwest Marshall. northwest Riley and northern Dickinson counties, among eight in northeast Kansas. They're in the process of acquiring county permits and seeking landowner permission for the project. Marshall County Commissioners have tentatively scheduled a meeting with Jeff Lane February 26th at 10 a.m. Lane is the architect for the jail project. Discussion regarding the county being added to special legislation for a sales tax was held. If the county's added and would go for another sales tax, this legislation would eliminate the need for interlocal agreements with cities. The county clerk will further research this option and procedures. Washington County is the first in Kansas to have been approved for a waiver allowing ambulance driver assistance with eight people who have been hired recently, five of which have completed training. Four other Kansas counties have applied for the 12-month waiver, an effort to alleviate a shortage of EMTs in rural areas. Washington County continues efforts toward establishing a countywide ambulance service. The eight new hires, several of which have previous emergency service experience, will be split between Washington and Hanover departments. The Washington County Deputy Appraiser submitted neighborhood revitalization distributions to commissioners with 89 applications submitted. In January, the appraiser's office sent out letters asking status reports on the projects. Those failing to reply run the risk of being disqualified for the program. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update on the Kansas Rural Opportunity Zone program through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Nemahal County is one of 19 participating in the state that has experienced population growth, in part due to the Student Loan Repayment Incentive Program. Commissioners expressed concern the program was not as fully utilized as it could be by local businesses, and also noted concern with available housing with population increasing. Officials with the state replied that it can be a tool for recruitment, and various state resources are available for affordable housing and daycare in local communities. Following discussion, it was passed unanimously to continue participation. Commissioners reviewed a tax abatement proposal from CSI Conveyors and have scheduled a public hearing on the expansion February 26th at 10 a.m. Kansas Bureau of Investigation arrested former Clay County, Kansas Undersheriff Harold Stelner of Clay Center, who turned himself in Friday afternoon on his arrest for mistreatment of a confined person. An investigation was initiated in October when the sheriff discovered evidence of an incident in late September whereby Stelner allegedly struck an inmate. His employment was terminated shortly after, and the investigation continues with the state attorney general's office prosecuting the case. Washington County soil conservation winners were recognized at the annual banquet Saturday evening. Raymond and Mary Jo Wirtz of Clifton receiving the Soil Conservation Award, Tim and Nancy Long of Clifton the Range Management Award, and Pat and Mickey Meenan of Hiawatha the Wildlife Award for their work on a family property north of Morroville. The Atrus Area Chamber of Commerce will host the annual Ag Expo Tuesday, February 13th, 10 to noon at Southeast Community College in Beatrice.
So our Ag Seminar is being hosted out at our SCC Beatrice campus in the Academic Excellence Center. And this year we have keynote speaker Eric Snodgrass, who's going to be talking. For those who might not be familiar, Eric is the principal atmospheric scientist at Nutrien Ag Solutions. Sometimes they refer to him as their weather wizard. He will be giving a weather outlook and with an ag-focused, education-driven forecasting approach. So we're really excited to be able to partner with Nutrien to host bringing Eric to Beatrice. It's a free admission event, so when you come, you don't have to pay to park, you don't have to pay to come in, you can just come and get the information. We'll also be doing some updates with the Southeast Community College itself and their ag program. We have Students of the Year awards we'll be giving out, scholarship presentations that are gifted based or from our Chamber's Agribusiness Committee. And then SCC is going to give an update on their Ag Career Center project and talk about their SCC Empower campaign. So a lot of great content. It's a two-hour event. It goes from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Tuesday, February 13th. We're just looking forward to having this great event next week.
Carol Downard of Marysville passed away Thursday. Funeral service
10:30 with the rosary at 10 this morning at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Carol Downer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, baked beans, mixed veggies, and plums. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and diced pears. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting a fairly quiet start to your work week with temperatures still running above average for this time of year. A low pressure system working off to our southeast does look to bring some wintry type precipitation, mainly to far southeastern portions of Kansas and down into southern portions of Missouri, but locally looking at dry conditions and even some sunshine as well. High temperatures by this afternoon, looking to reach into the upper 40s, close to that 50 degree mark. Whereas typically this time of year, we usually only have average high temperatures in the low 40s. For tonight, under partly cloudy skies, those lows look to drop back into the upper 20s. And then temperatures trending even milder on Tuesday. Some early day clouds gives way to a good deal of sunshine into the afternoon with mid-50s for highs. And still expecting mid-50s with that stretch of dry weather looking to continue Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44, record high on this date, 73. The average low, 21, and the record low, 35, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:23. Sunset this evening at 6. 24 degrees on a chilly start this morning ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 12th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
ABC Sports. This is Rich Cantu. They did it again.
Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown. Kansas City. McCole Hardman. McCole Hardman with the catch. Kansas City wins the game. 25-22.
Mitch Holtis, 106.5. The Wolf, as the Chiefs defeat the 49ers in overtime, becoming the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls in nearly 20 years. It was also the second straight Super Bowl Kansas City trailed by 10 points before a Harrison Butker field goal cut their halftime deficit to a touchdown. Kansas City head coach Andy Reid.
When you're in the Super Bowl, you're down by 7 points. It feels like 20. And so you got to just kind of calm it down, and we're right there. We're getting the ball to start the second half, and everybody just hang with each other, and good things can happen.
Patrick Mahomes reprised his role as Super Bowl MVP, throwing for 333 yards and a pair of TDs. He became just the fifth quarterback to win three championships, joining Tom Brady, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, and Joe Montana. Speaking post-game,
I'm going to celebrate tonight. I'm going to celebrate at the parade, and then I'm going to do whatever I can to be back in this game next year and trying to go for that three-peat.
His young Niners counterpart, Brock Purdy, lamenting some missed chances.
I just feel like on third down, I have to execute better. For our defense to give us that many stops like they did, and then for us to go three and out and not do anything with those opportunities, that's what hurts me.
The Super Bowl record for longest field goal fell twice last night. Niners kicker Jake Moody legged out a 55-yarder in the second quarter, surpassing Steve Christie's 54-yard kick in Super Bowl 28 before Harrison Butker came on in the third to hit from 57. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Marysville High girls wrestlers Rose Latta and Ella Johnson advanced to the state tournament. Each was runner-up in the regional competition. Hubbard and Rom were eliminated earlier, ending their seasons. Wyatt Forney of Southern heads to the Nebraska State Wrestling Championships. College Basketball Monday, Kansas pregame at 7:30 on FM 95.5. Tuesday night, high school action, Valley Heights hosting Clifton Clyde on FM 95.5. Marysville idle until Friday.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, investors are riding the crest of a record performance for the S&P 500. The index closed Friday above 5,000, while the Nasdaq Composite added 1.25%. The Dow was the outlier, giving up 55 points Friday to finish the week at 38,672. The Kansas City Chiefs were the winners on the field, but some big-name advertisers are hoping to reap the rewards of the Super Bowl TV audience. Oreos, Pringles, Mountain Dew, Doritos, and M&Ms dominated the advertising lineup. The springtime house hunting season is about to start, and real estate insiders anticipate strong demand will drive up home prices. Redfin chief economist Daryl Fairweather, for example, foresees a 5% jump by the end of 2024. Feeling price pressures from the makers of other electric vehicles, Tesla has temporarily cut the price of some of its Model Y cars. That $1,000 discount is in effect through the end of this month. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. A federal judge with the United States District Court of Arizona has revoked the approval that allows the use of dicamba herbicide products on soybeans and cotton. Now, one of the nation's top ag leaders is speaking out against the ruling.
I suspect we are going to be encouraging all of the agriculture community, not just the soybean sector, but certainly the entire ag community to band together here, because this is a process we cannot allow to stand.
That's President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, Chuck Connor. The ruling by U.S. District Court Judge David Burry says that the EPA violated the public input requirement from the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act before giving its approval for the use of dicamba herbicide products.
Well, this is a significant ruling, and it's part of a more fundamental problem we have had in the last decade, where the courts have had just too much to say about the regulatory process of the government of the United States. And whether it's EPA or FDA or whatever the case has been, the courts have really sort of taken over from where the experts are.
He adds the timing of this decision is problematic.
I am just returning from a trip to Alabama with some ag retailers down in that region, and of course planting season is upon them, and they are literally ready to roll out the door using dicamba product that has been in their warehouses. The timing of this could not be worse for them, in addition to the cost of that inventory and the fact that now farmers may well have to find something else to use, and it's not clear at all what that product will be and what the cost of it will be.
He adds that there may likely be a stay of the decision during the appeals process, which would still allow for the sale and use of dicamba herbicides. The judge's decision immediately impacts over-the-top applications of Extendivax from Bayer, Ingenia from BASF, and Tavium from Syngenta. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Beef quality assurance trainings are continuously evolving so they can have the most up-to-date and relevant information for cattle producers. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains what BQA is and how people can get certified. He says how the material for the program has changed.
BQA, it's been around for a long time. This is really molded and developed into a producer-driven, it's always been producer-driven, but this is industry-driven, industry-created, best management practices for industry that we can share and talk about. These are practices, a lot of it is, you know, it's staying up to date. There are new technologies, new developments, new recommendations on what, as an industry, we ought to be doing to be better. What we've done is we've used the, you know, kind of that industry-driven technique that we've changed and adapted that to truly the continuing education of the cattle producer. It's amazing what our consumer thinks when we tell them that there is a continuing education program that producers voluntarily go and take. They take up time out of their day to go do some of these trainings and these certifications, all for the betterment of raising animals for food more effectively. They love it.
Tarpoff is leading upcoming BQA trainings, and he says what topics he will be covering.
We're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to talk about handling cattle. We're going to talk about husbandry, how the cattle see the world so we can better ask them to go in certain locations. We're going to talk about facilities. We're going to talk about care and well-being, right, through different periods in time. I've got some new research that we've conducted here at Kansas State that obviously I incorporate that. That is work that's been done here in Kansas for Kansans and try to get that dissemination out there so we can put that information into the hands of the cattle producer.
He mentions how people can receive training from this national program.
Here in Kansas, you can always get BQA certified online, free of charge, through the BQA.org website. We also offer, and these meetings are sponsored by the Kansas Beef Council, but we actually host a number of in-person events. And these in-person events, it takes a couple hours. Usually we end up with a nice beef dinner sponsored by the Beef Council. I'm the lead trainer for here in Kansas, so we can bring your questions. I'm happy to discuss things with you before, after, during, to really make it applicable to everybody.
That was K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff. Learn more information about in-person trainings with Tarpoff that are happening soon by going to www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Monday after the big Super Bowl, and certainly we've got a lot of hay, a great cattle sale here today, and we certainly appreciate the business. We'll start here at 10 o'clock this morning, and the good news in the cattle business is the market's 179 to 182, kind of hitting the tops late Friday, 280 to 282. The main thing is it's on the upswing, and that's certainly good in the cattle industry. At 12 o'clock noon, we are going to sell the most hay bales that we've ever sold here at Beatrice 77 in 12 years. And the square alfalfa, there is 84 fancy fifth cut. There's 88 fourth cut. There's 15 third cut. There's 18 second cut. In the prairie, 156 in the brome, 76 in the grass, 50. And in the nice straw bales, there's 228. In the big round department, there is round alfalfa, 24, first cut new seeding, it's 1570 on the weight. Round alfalfa, second cut, there's 23 that weighs 1675, there's 8 third cut. There is 40 second cut alfalfa. There's another 8 of second cut. There's 10 bales of third cut. There's 10 bales of fourth cut. There is 6 round alfalfa bales, fifth cut, that weigh 1,700. In the round prairie, 40. In the round grass, 40. In the round oats, there is 10. In the brome, there is 10 bales. Round Sudex, there's a total of 20. In the round straw, 85 bales. In the round corn stalks, there's 14. In the round CRP, 24 bales. At 12 o'clock noon, we certainly will be moving again on the cattle side, guys. We'll take a short break there at noon. We are working 14 black and red bred cows here this morning. They're going to be running age. We will pull a preg and a mouth. And the feeder cattle, guys, really extremely good kind of cattle. And we're going to tell you about them right now. The Schweitzer calves out of Pleasantdale. Seven black baldy heifers are going to weigh 400. Bill Gertis out of Weimar's got nine black and red steering heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 750. The Friedley calves every year out of Pawnee City, 55 black steering heifers. Always a great set of cattle, 6 to 800. Leonard Harper out of Walton's got 25 outstanding black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. The Caderis heifers every year, folks. 50 Red Angus heifers are going to be certainly replacement quality. They're going to weigh 7 to 850. Jesse Hum out of Palmyra, 30 black and red steering heifers are going to be 5 to 650 pounds. Then we're going to walk to the Tim Tegmeyer cattle out of Burchard. 70 red steers are going to hit the scales at that 675 to 775. Also, a wonderful set of 38 Red Angus heifers, replacement qualities. They're going to be 6 to 700. Those are out of Tim Tegmeyer. Ross at Dorchester, 14 black steering heifers, 675 to 750. Old DeMeyer out of Firth, 13 black steering heifers, 7 to 800. The Cisco brand, we've been getting a lot of those kind of calves, excellent calves. Paul Cisco out of Burchard, 63 black steers, 5 to 700. Jerry Keir at Wymore, 17 black steering heifers, 550 to 700. Laughlin Black Angus at Crab Orchard's got 21 beautiful black steers, great condition on them, 750. Jansen calves out of Lincoln, 16 black and red steering heifers, 6.5 to 750. Wayne Eltisti out of Tecumseh, 23 red black char steering heifers at 4.25 to 5.25. And the McLaughlins out of Elmwood, 8 black and red bull and heifers. They're going to weigh 650 to 750. Certainly catching more calves here this morning, and should have a great day for the cattle sale here today. Well, again, give us a call, Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571. And we start all over tomorrow morning on the bred cow, bred heifer sale. We'll be back on the air on Thursday. We will do all the work Wednesday morning on the preg in the mouth, folks. So if you do have questions mid-afternoon on Wednesday, we should be ready to certainly assist you and answer any questions on how the animals, the females, are pregging. And so if you need to give us a call, certainly do that. Thanks for the business, and here we go. As you know, the way that we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:32 from KNDY. It's 24 degrees at sunrise. Highs around 50 on tap for your Monday.
On the occasion of the most famous bearded American's birthday, we're looking at the modern Big Whisker Revival on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 12th, the 43rd day of the year. Musician Michael McDonald and author Judy Blume share a birthday, and Abraham Lincoln was born on this day in 1809. Lincoln's beard was a real eccentricity in his day, but he began a fashion trend that lasted several decades. And if you probably noticed that full beards are back again in a big way, what's behind it? One researcher says it's an evolutionary phenomenon. Potential mates find bearded men more attractive when they are rare or unique. Once everyone begins sporting them, the pendulum swings back to the advantage of clean-shaven faces. The study calls it negative frequency dependent selection. Sounds to us like a fancy way of saying fashions come and go. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it took them up to 3 seconds left in overtime and being behind for most of the game. But the Kansas City Chiefs came back to win back-to-back Super Bowls to win Super Bowl 58 with a 25-22 victory over the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. It was a slow start to the game with no points being put on the board by either team in the first quarter, with the 49ers going into the half up 10-3 over the Chiefs, and both teams being tied at 19 by the end of four full quarters. But it was a long drive for the Chiefs in the end of the overtime with 3 seconds left on the board with the touchdown putting them over the top. Patrick Mahomes at the end of the day went 34 for 46 in passing with a total of 333 yards and two touchdowns with one interception. Travis Kelce went a total of 9 receptions with 93 receiving yards. Isaiah Pacheco had 18 carries with 59 yards total. Mahomes also ended up rushing for a total of 66 yards throughout the game. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High girls wrestlers Rose Latta and Ella Johnson advanced to the state tournament. Each was runner-up in the regional competition. Hubbard and Rom were eliminated earlier, ending their seasons. Wyatt Forney of Southern heads to the Nebraska State Wrestling Championships. College Basketball Monday, Kansas pregame at 7:30 on FM 95.5. Tuesday night, high school action, Valley Heights hosting Clifton Clyde on FM 95.5. Marysville idle until Friday.
KNDY.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows. Up to the roadside, went to high school here. Got the Panther pride, she'll be cheering them on